This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta Astars. Angela Flournoy is the author of The Turner House, a debut novel picked as a summer 2015 Barnes & Noble Discover Great New Writers selection. Flournoy sets her story in her father's hometown, Detroit. 13 siblings have grown up in the house on Yarrow Street as the city changes around them. Flournoy also writes about the ghost that appears to at least one of the siblings.
It's sort of an intergenerational tale about the house itself, the story of how this family got this house on the east side of Detroit. And within that, it's also a story about one pivotal spring in the family's life where they have a lot of sort of decisions to make about what they want to do with the future of their house, which is really has no value, and they are underwater sort of severely on their mortgage, as well as decisions to make about their aging parent. And there are 13 siblings, but I really focus intently on the oldest and the youngest too. So the eldest son and the youngest daughter and son.
You're obviously not living in Detroit, yet you seem to have a wonderful feel for the city. Talk to us about your connection with Detroit.
My father is from Detroit, and throughout my life, I've visited Detroit, and so I have familiarity with the city, and sort of specifically, I've always had an interest in the neighborhood my father grew up in on the east side of Detroit, and sort of the story of that neighborhood over one generation, turning from a place where it seemed like first-generation African-American homeowners were achieving the American dream. And by the time my father was graduated from high school, it was a city that he joined the Air Force because he felt like if he stayed, his neighborhood had turned into a place that he thought he might, you know, sort of not have that many sort of paths to success or get into trouble, quite frankly.
When you see Detroit today and when you recall it from your childhood memories, you must have some thoughts, some strong emotions, I would imagine, in how the city has changed.
Certainly. It's something that I think just having my father's sort of stories about the place he grew up and when his family, when they first moved to the neighborhood they lived in, it was still, I would say, a very mixed neighborhood. And seeing that there were no empty lots, there were no abandoned houses, that it was a very prosperous city. You know, I'm sure you're familiar with sort of the rapid mm-hmm. depopulation that Detroit experienced over the past 40 years. So I think that more than strong emotions, I had a lot of curiosity. And so I just set out to sort of for my own, I think in a way this book is sort of me imagining an origin story. Because I write fiction, I don't write nonfiction. I wasn't very beholden to the actual facts of my family and how I knew they were part of the Great Migration, but I'm very protective of my family and I didn't want to write a nonfiction book. I wanted to sort of riff off of their history and imagine something that sort of fit the mold.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm speaking with Angela Flournoy, the author of the novel The Turner House. Among the intertwining stories of the Turner siblings is one character's struggle with a gambling addiction.
One thing that has always fascinated me about Detroit is that even as the city, say, in the 90s, was experiencing rapid depopulation and above-average unemployment, there were these casinos. One might think that a casino should be in a community that has money to spare, but here you have these casinos sprinkled around the downtown area, and you have a large population that might have an above-average interest in getting rich quick. Seems like a very sort of dubious combination. And I knew when I wrote this book that I wanted to have a character, really the first character that came to me, Layla, she was going to be in an extreme financial bind. And the more that I just thought about her and about why she might be in a financial situation she was in, it just seemed obvious that these buildings were just right there and they promised a sort of easy solution that obviously is elusive, but that one might be able to convince themselves that they could, you know, be the exception. Mm-hmm. So when I was in Iowa, there is a Riverside, it's called the Riverside Casino, that's in Riverside, Iowa, that's not very far from Iowa City. I did spend a lot of time at the roulette tables there, trying not to gamble that much, but gambling enough so that I'm not just loitering at the tables, but really trying to understand what sort of game would be the best for the book. And I picked roulette because it is not completely isolated. You're around people, and it has a visual component, and there's something that's a little thrilling because there's this moment of everyone watching the same thing and waiting that you don't necessarily get in other casino games. You know, when you're doing your slots, you're by yourself. And the only time anyone else notices you winning is when it's a big win and you're making a lot of noise, like the machine is making a lot of noise. But there isn't that same sort of pull, especially for someone who might be an introvert. And my character, Layla, is a little bit of an introvert. There isn't that pull to be around people or for people to be around you and in your space. And as far as addiction goes in general, I did research Gamblers Anonymous and how one is expected to behave during meetings, just so that I could juxtapose that with the way that my character chooses or chooses not to behave in those settings.
Now, the book's original title, correct me if I'm wrong, was Haunting Detroit.
When I decided to sort of focus more on characters' sort of interpersonal relationships in the present, like siblings with each other, and the idea, and explore more just what, you know, sort of the idea of like, what does it mean to belong to a family? Why do some people feel like they belong versus not belong in a family? I thought that a title that sort of focused on the house itself, which is even narratively the thing that brings everyone together, even if you don't see them in the same room, I thought that title did a better job.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Angela Flournoy, the author of The Turner House. Visit WMUK.org to hear the full interview. Flournoy will read her work at the Book Bug in Kalamazoo on Wednesday, April 29 at 7 p.m. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.